Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to Off in the SSA podcast, focusing on the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. I'm your host, Stu, and on today's show, the 2023 season saw each of the four GTP manufacturers win a race. Not only that, but we saw one of the closest championship fights in recent memory. Heading into the final race of the 2023 season, the top three were separated by 5 points, and each manufacturer had a shot at the championship. Now, the championship fight perhaps didn't end the way that everybody would have wanted it to, as one of the contending Porsches was taken out early in Petit Le Mans after getting caught up in a wreck that wasn't their fault, and later in the race, the number 31 and the number 10 made contact that brought to an end a great battle they were having. However, when it was all said and done, the 31 emerged victorious, and it was still a very well-deserved championship. After a season like that, though, and heading into the 2024 season, you could make an argument for any of these four GTP manufacturers to win this year's championship. Acura was arguably the most consistent last year, and they also picked up 3 wins along the way. BMW improved the most as the season went on, and by the end of the year, they were regularly showing up on the podium. Cadillac, meanwhile, was the best across all of the different types of tracks, in my opinion. And while they had their fair share of bad luck, they quietly went about their season, and when it was all said and done, they pulled out the championship win. And then there's Porsche. They came out extremely strong in the second half of the season, and they've unveiled updates this season to combat some of their reliability issues that they suffered from last year. Yes, everything was queued up for a great battle heading into the 2024 season, but after the Rolex 24, there are two manufacturers that stood out from the rest. Porsche and Cadillac were strong from the start of the roar to the end of the 24. And they certainly showed strong pace in practice sessions and carried that through to qualifying for the race. In fact, the top three starting spots would be occupied by those two manufacturers. Meanwhile, when you look at all of the practice times from the weekend, the top 7 fastest driver times were set in either a Porsche or a Cadillac. Now look, being fast in a practice or a qualifying session, sure, it's great, but this is a 24-hour race that we're talking about here, and a lot can change. In fact, depending on what everybody's practice plans are, some of those cars that appear to be a bit slower in practice can jump up and all of a sudden find great race pace. Well, I think we certainly did see a little bit of that when it came to be race day. You see, after Cadillac and Porsche led a majority of the opening stints of this race, we saw BMW and Acura start to enter the fight, in particular when the sun went down and the temperatures cooled down a little bit. The number 10 Wayne Taylor Racing Andretti, they were looking quite strong just before a wiring harness issue took them out of contention. And then meanwhile, BMW had some strong moments as well with the number 24 and the number 25 before once again issues in the nighttime took both of those entries out of contention. To be honest, there was a bit more attrition in this race than I expected there to be, and that really played into Cadillac and Porsche's favor here. Not only were they fast, they had the reliability, and when they emerged from the night running, they were the clear class of the field. In fact, they were so strong in the second half of this race that from the 14-hour mark onward, it would only be Cadillacs and Porsches that would lead the GTP class. As many of these races do, it came down to a late safety car that would set up a 30-minute dash to the checkered flag. The number 7 Porsche would narrowly win the race off pit road during that final full course yellow, and would successfully navigate traffic and hold off the number 31 in the final dash for the victory. During the final hours of this race, though, it really began to open my eyes as to how quick Porsche was. And not only that, but it got me thinking about who the early championship favorites would be. Now, I'm going to touch on all of my early championship predictions in the S's newsletter this week, but for now, I want to focus on the GTP class. As I touched on earlier, Porsche made some pretty significant improvements, specifically in the reliability department for the 963 this offseason. And while it's only been one race with these upgrades, they seem to yield some great early results. In fact, in the 10-car GTP class, Porsche had all 4 of their entries finish in the top 6, And three of those entries finished on the lead lap. Even more impressive, I think, is none of them experienced significant reliability issues. Now, Porsche showing strong pace in a race is, of course, nothing new. Dating back to last year, they were arguably the strongest finishing GTP manufacturer. In fact, the entire second half of last season, kind of dating back to the 6 hours of the Glen, which yes, they had the post-race inspection issue, but they were still quite strong in that race. You could really point to the second half as Porsche's coming out party. They really came on strong and started to dominate some races. Dating back to the end of last year, Porsche has won three of the last four IMSA races and have been on the podium a total of five times over that span. Also in those four races, Porsche are in a class of their own in the GTP manufacturer's points. From those past four races, Porsche have 1,477 points. That's a 102-point gap back to Acura, with Cadillac right on the tail of Acura and then BMW trailing behind a little bit. All of this just goes to say that I think Porsche are the favorites right now in the GTP class this year. Yes, I know it's easy to say after they've just won the season opener. Oh, you know, Stu, good job. You picked the winners to be championship favorites this year. But it's more than that. Looking at the performance that they had at the end of last year, they still have to go to those tracks that they dominated, like Indy, like Road America. They still have to race those again this season. And really, it just looks like they have things figured out right now. If these reliability issues are in fact resolved, then look, Porsche is going to be tough to beat. Now look, there are certainly tracks and areas that Porsche still needs to improve on. Much of their success has come at high-speed tracks or relatively flat circuits. So these next upcoming rounds at tracks like Sebring, Long Beach, Laguna Seca, and Detroit are going to be critical for Porsche to show that there's been improvements made at those tracks. And whenever you have Sebring next up on your calendar, it's going to be an extra big test for those reliability upgrades that you've made. All this to say, after, yes, just one race this season, I do think that Porsche are the early championship favorites this year. However, it is, of course, a long season, and I think any of the other three manufacturers can definitely take the step forward and be in contention for the championship when it's all said and done. Speaking of the championship, though, let's take a look at those championship standings after Daytona, brought to you by P1 Web Development. In the GTP class, it is, of course, the Porsche Penske Motorsports number 7. That has 380 points. They're, of course, ahead of the number 31, Whelen Engineering Cadillac, who have 355, and the number 40, Wayne Taylor Racing with Andretti Acura, who have 326. In the LMP2 class, it's the number 18 Era Motorsports entry with 370 points to the 04 CrowdStrike Racing entries, 350. In GTD Pro, it's the number 62 Ricci Competizione Ferrari with 376 points to Rexy's 355. And finally, in GTD, it's the number 57 Windward Racing Mercedes with 364 points to the number 21 AF Corsa Ferrari's 340 points. Ah yes, the IMSA season is just getting underway, and I'll have plenty more for you ahead of the 12 hours of Sebring, so you'll want to make sure that you are subscribed on your favorite podcasting app so you never miss an episode. You can also follow along with the video version of the show on YouTube. Just look for Off in the S's. Also, a huge shout out to all of the Patreon supporters. If you too want to support the show, then you can head to patreon.com/offintheS's. Once again, though, thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone has a great race weekend and doesn't go off in the S's.